What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
12 cats live across the road. Our door's open. Screen's broke. I turn and look. There's a little kitty cat in our kitchen. So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat?
Isaac Robb.
Cat starts going, meow, all crazy. We need more dogs.
Jason Sukanik.
Try to let it out the front door. Meow, meow. Cat's still going crazy in there.
This is Prime Time on the Fan Sports Network.
We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Meow. Looking in the mirror. Be a dog.
105.1 and 1080.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Joey Harrington will be by at 5:30 on your Swatch Watch tonight.
May I also add, communication with Joey sometimes is sparse, but he has been both cryptic and cagey. He has something special he would like to share with us today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, there's things in the works.
Yeah.
Now, do you have it?
I do have this thing.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, this is going to be great.
Interesting.
And I think if you heard last week's installment, you may know.
Yeah, you got a little.
You have an idea, perhaps.
Get a taste.
What he's bringing to the table. Yeah. I also have, I saw a list of the top 25 ducks of the last 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if he's going to be happy with his place on that list.
Oh. Well, I mean, off the top of my head, I mean, he's there's some really good ones.
No, there definitely are.
Well, and then you got into that weird thing. Are we talking NFL or are we just talking?
Well, is it legacy? Is it what you did on the field?
Well, I think it's all of that. So we'll get to that with Joey, 5:30. By the way, before I get to this next list that I caught today that's pretty wild.
Okay.
You guys catch the new virtual first down technology from last night's game?
Yeah.
No more index card from Gene Steratore.
Yeah, you kind of forgot that was a thing, but and that is not a preseason. That is going to be the system that is used in the regular season. The change gang will be there as a backup, but they're going to the Hawkeye, the same technology that like tennis uses, and this will now be virtual first downs. Welcome to the, I don't know, the future here, NFL.
Well,
my God.
It's about time.
Yeah.
I mean,
dude, the idea that a $9 billion revenue league or whatever it is was using index cards and duct taped chains together, it's
pretty weird,
stupid.
Isn't it?
Yes.
But when they, so I only saw this because it went viral.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't watching the game. I don't know if there was more than one, but the one I saw was cool and I love it. But it is also kind of, because they just show a cartoon-ish graphic of a fake football.
Yeah.
And then a yellow line.
Yes. That's it.
Yeah. So you don't, it doesn't.
They don't indicate which side you need the ball to be on.
Well, there's that.
Right?
That was confusing.
Because you're assuming that it's zooming in from the view that you're seeing it, but it should probably say this side is a first down and this side isn't.
Well, it did. It had the arrow that pointed to the right for a first down.
Yeah, but it was.
But when you see the ball,
it needs to go.
It felt like they were looking, because the team was going left.
Yeah. Right.
So because the team was going left, you're thinking that that they didn't get the first down because the ball is right of the line.
They should almost flip it to the same direction the team is going.
Exactly. Yeah. Which they probably will figure that out eventually.
Again, it's a little clunky. It's the first one. My guess is they'll clean it up. But yeah, it is.
But don't you think they could, like, I don't like how they could sort of, they could put the ball anywhere. Like, you just kind of have to take their word for it.
Well, but that's, and this is why I always said about whenever we went to some sort of virtual system, the problem that we still have and will continue to have, and there'll still be replays and challenges, is exactly the ball spot. There's no way we have not accurately figured out a way, because everyone says we'll put a chip in the ball. That doesn't matter, because it only matters when a knee or a shin or an elbow hits the ground. It is still going to be very arbitrary and almost impossible in piles to accurately put the ball. When we're talking a matter of inches, when you got a linesman running in, and let's say there's a four-man pileup, and in a short yardage situation, it's more than that, and you are going to ask someone to run in from the side and determine when a body part was down and where that ball was as the player is reaching it out, it's still going to be very archaic and judgmental when it comes to where the ball at. But at least now,
but they can't do anything about that. And I think the officials are actually pretty good at spotting the ball.
Yes,
but that just is what it is.
It is, and so there's still always going to be massive discrepancy. But we do have replay, and they do say no, it needs to be moved back to here, or it needs to be moved forward. And this for the this will at least clear up once the ball is spotted. This where it's at. The measurement takes no time at all.
They're all, what I was referring to more is like the graphic could put the ball anywhere. Like, how do we know that the graphic is showing exactly where it is relative to the line? You don't really know you just have to trust it.
Yes.
So it's kind of weird in that way.
Yeah.
But
yeah, because it's unlike tennis, because this is the Hawkeye technology from tennis. In tennis, the lines are permanent, whereas in football, yes, it's a moving line.
Yeah. Well, have you seen some of the Chiefs jokes on social media?
Yeah, with the refs.
Like the big oblong ball. It's like, oh, if the Chiefs were playing, this is the first down.
First down. All I know is I'm glad that the NFL is embracing this. And it sounds like within a year or two, Major League Baseball is going to go to the robotic strike zone, which needs to happen as well. Just embrace it and get the call correct, or the most correct you can have the most time. Like, that's what you should be moving towards. And this virtual first down system is much better than the stupid chains.
All right. This is quite a list of players this dude has traded. We'll get to that next. Then in the news on 105.1 The Fan. All right. In the news is coming up next. Tell you what, I just was down in San Diego a couple weekends ago, and the scene at Petco Park, mm-hmm, it's bananas, dude. Yeah. It's like what they have cooked up down there, and they're not even, I mean, they're in the hunt for the playoffs.
Yeah.
They're not that great this year, but dude, those people, I think they're full every night, and they are going crazy for the Padres down there.
Well, they're the only game in town now, right? It's the only professional sport.
Well, they have MLS, I think, but.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well,
I drove by the stadium.
Yeah, is it the Earthquakes? Ooh. Or no, that's San Jose.
That's San Jose.
I don't know. But the missus, the old BTJ, she wanted to use the Alaska, the companion fair.
It's just San Diego FC. Yeah,
San Diego FC. So we were kicking around, like, what did she want to do? And she's a big Shohei Ohtani gal. So she's like, well, let's go see a Dodger game. I said, okay. So she gave me the weekends of where, you know, she was available, and we looked, and they play back to back the Dodgers and Padres in a couple weeks. And so I was like, oh, well, do you want to go to LA? Do you want to go to San Diego? And she's like, whatever. I will say the ticket prices in San Diego versus the Dodgers, just the get in price, it's about $120 difference. The get in price in San Diego versus LA. It's not even, we're like, yeah, we're going to LA.
Yeah, I mean, it's a scene, man. Yeah. This is when you know you have something great, is that it's more than just the game.
Yeah.
It's where everyone wants to be.
Yep.
Regardless of what happens on the field. I mean, it's like the ballpark is absolutely dynamite. Mm-hmm. The setting is incredible. The weather's incredible.
Tons of places around it.
Dude, yeah, well, yeah, that every single fan there is, mm-hmm, in Padres gear.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really I don't really know how they've done it. They have a great setting, great ballpark.
Mm.
So that has drawn people in. It's cool to go down there.
Yep.
But they've made it cool. I don't know if it's Tatis because he's a huge star there, mm-hmm. or Machado. I don't know. I don't know how they did it, but whatever they have done, they have captured Magic, and those fans. I mean, outside of the major cities, like the, you know, obviously Cubs,
yeah, Boston, New
Phillies,
York, yeah.
Boston, New York. You just don't find smaller market fan bases this rabid. Well, that's not true. You have rabid smaller market fan bases. I'm just saying, like, it kind of came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've never been to a World Series, right? If I'm not mistaken.
No, they've been to a World Series. They lost
to the Yankees, Tony Gwynn's team.
Oh, did they?
I thought they lost to the Tigers.
Okay, they've never won a World Series.
They've never won a World Series. That's correct.
But you're right in that having been down there a couple times, it's a fun little vacation spot. To your point, again, we were down there a couple years ago and the Dodgers were in town. We could not. And normally I'll just walk up to a game and be like, oh, we'll find tickets. You can always, you know, bring a couple bucks with you. You can scalp a ticket. Dude, you could not get a ticket. And everyone that I went to was like, dude, good luck, man. You ain't getting into this game. And they have that really cool center field area that's not yep. in the stadium, but it's like a...
redid that.
Yeah, it's right outside center field, and it's a little party area. We hung out there for a bit. And then you can walk to any bar in the... Is it Gaslamp District right there?
Mm-hmm.
And we wandered around, and every single bar during that game was packed with outdoor seating, game on, and it was like a mini extension of Petco Park. Game day experience in San Diego, top three or four that I've seen of any Major League Baseball city.
It's a vibe.
Yes.
And also,
suck it, Padres.
One of the things, before I get to this story, that why I'm talking about the Padres, is that it's a good lesson for Portland, you know, if we were to ever get a Major League Baseball stadium.
Yeah.
It's interesting because we go down to San Diego a lot because of family
yeah.
down there. And when I first went to Petco, when it first opened, it wasn't this.
Yeah.
And it was, they have, the lesson being for Portland is stadiums can evolve. It's not just, oh, it's a great stadium or it's not a great stadium. Petco, when I first went there, it was a little cold.
Yeah, people gave it kind of two. I remember people
the
giving
fans
it two
weren't
thumbs.
That
yeah.
into it. It was good, cool setting. But mm-hmm. you know, they have since, like you said, that area in center field and just the vibe that they've created. Again, I don't really know all they've put into how they've done it, but it has evolved into the place to be in Southern California, and that's amazing. So you just never know. Like just because the ballpark. You know, you go and you're like, the fans aren't that into it or the team sucks. Things can change, mm-hmm. you know, and it can grow.
But it also is something where when you put it in the right area and you build around it, because you got to admit, where it's at, ease of access, all the bars, all the restaurants, all the affordable for San Diego, but, you know, housing around there, apartments, it's not like... That area around that ballpark is awesome, and it's not like every condo is $1 million. And so there's young people down there. It's just a cool area. And so there is something to be said for if you're going to build a stadium, putting it in the right place where you can kind of grow and let the community grow around it, because when done right, it can become the focal point of your city.
So I'm talking about them because their GM, AJ Preller, mm-hmm. just made quite a splash.
Yeah.
At the trade deadline.
Yeah. I mean, they're going all in. They're not messing around.
So he got seven major league players, including Mason Miller from the A's.
Mm-hmm.
But they put out a list of the players that guy has traded
mm-hmm.
in his tenure as Padres GM.
As in traded away?
It's insane. Yes, as in traded away. So the guy that he traded to get Mason Miller is a guy by the name of Leo DeVries. Mm-hmm. And he is the third highest-ranked prospect in all of baseball.
Yeah.
In his tenure with the Padres, AJ Preller has also dealt Trey Turner. He was, at the time, the fifth-best prospect in San Diego, and he has become a MVP candidate in Philadelphia.
Yep.
He has traded James Wood, who is now arguably one of the best players on the Nationals and was an All-Star this year, and he has 71 RBI.
Yeah, dude's a machine.
He was a big piece in the Juan Soto trade. He traded Mackenzie Gore, who is having a breakout year and was once the number one prospect in all of baseball. He traded CJ Abrams, who is the starting shortstop for the Nationals and was an all-star last year. He traded Max Fried, who was traded to the Braves in 2014 for Justin Upton. Max Fried is now, he's like one of the top pitchers in all of baseball. Yeah. At the time, he was a top 50 prospect. He traded Andrés Muñoz, the closer, for the Mariners.
All-star closer. I didn't know that.
That guy's awesome.
Yeah.
He was part of the trade that sent Austin Adams, Dan Altavia, and Austin Nola to San Diego from Seattle. Remember that trade?
I do, but I don't remember Munoz being. Yeah, I don't. I remember that trade. I don't remember.
Well,
him
at the
coming.
Time he was a minor leaguer. You didn't know anything about him. You're like, just some guy named Munoz. The Mariners were selling off. Adams and Nola and Altavia, and they got Munoz in that deal. He also traded Emmanuel Clase. And that's the guy who's like, he's by the last couple of years has been one of the best closers in all of baseball.
Been great.
Well, he traded him in a trade to the Rangers for a guy by the name of Brett Nicholas.
Yikes.
Well, back in 2018.
And then Juan Soto. But I mean, the Juan Soto thing, they weren't going to resign him. So
he traded Soto. He also traded Josh Naylor.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Is that how he ended up in Cleveland?
That was a part of the Luis Castillo trade. So Naylor, they got him from the Marlins in 2016, along with Luis Castillo, for Andrew Cashner and Colin Ray. But Castillo was a Padre for all of 2 days because Ray got hurt, and so he had to go back to the Marlins, Castillo. So Naylor was traded to the Guardians in 2020 for Mike Clevinger and Greg Allen, and he was an All-Star last year as well.
Dude, that...
It's amazing.
Okay, so... You got to appreciate the going all in thing, right? You got to appreciate that the Padres have been a good team. Do you sit back and be like, oh my God, if we had just been a little patient? And like you said, they gave up, I think what they gave up their number. It was, who was the big player in the prospect? I think he was the number two player in their organization and one of the best in all of baseball.
Well, like I said, he was the third best ranked prospect in all of baseball.
In all of baseball. So that would have been their one. I thought when I saw third, I thought that meant it was the Padres third. So you gave up their number one. I think it was, if I'm not mistaken, it was three or four of their top 12 or 13 prospects went out at this trade deadline, including their best one that you said is the third best prospect in all of baseball.
So if he had just held on to everyone, he'd have Trey Turner, James Wood, Mackenzie Gore, CJ Abrams, Max Fried, Andrés Muñoz, Emmanuel Clase, and Josh Naylor.
Yikes.
Be a pretty good little lineup.
Throw in Juan Soto there if you want. You had him.
I guess technically you could. He traded him too.
Yep.
All right. Up next, it is time for In the News. Your noted newsman is standing by. Should they get the monies? Next, here's Buck.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to our radio program. Hope you're having a nice little Friday. And I mean that. I know I am.
Beautiful outside.
Ah, it's wonderful. You know, it's even more wonderful the mornings these days.
It's crisp.
Ah, it's great.
I have to, because I take the big fella for a walk every morning. And I love these mornings where you're debating, do you go long sleeve? Do you go light sweatshirt? Are you fine in the tank top? Like, you know, it's you wake up and you're like, oh man.
Yeah.
Like there's a crisp in the air. It's like, there's a debate.
I find light sweatshirt absolutely delightful.
Yeah.
This time of year in the morning.
Yeah.
But it's off by 9.
I usually do the,
maybe
like,
10.
Like a light dry fit top, like a long sleeve Nike dry fit.
Sounds like a quarter zip.
Can't do it.
So hot.
Can't embrace the quarter zip lifestyle yet.
My wife brought a $4 quarter zip home from Costco the other day. Can't wait to rock that thing. So,
what brand?
I don't know. It's $4.
That's the key.
32 degree quarter zip.
She's like, would you wear this? I'm like, I don't know. She's like, well, if you decide you want to keep it, it's only $4.
Let me see if you guys agree with this. Yeah. I don't like it when my wife buys me clothes.
Because you feel obligated?
Well, that's part of it, but I don't like her style.
Oh,
for me.
Oh, I'll just tell her straight away if it's not going to work. So it's
yeah. What I just don't.
Did she try to dress you out of your comfort zone?
I've talked her out of it over the years. Yeah. I don't think she doesn't really do it anymore.
Sure.
But that was an inclination that she had early in our relationship. And I was just like, you know, maybe just let me. I mean, I'm not the most stylish guy.
Lane.
Yeah. But I just, you know. I like what I like.
We appreciate the effort, but...
Do you buy your wife thing, like clothes?
I wouldn't even... No.
Right.
Under no circumstances.
Does she buy you clothes?
Yeah. She'll buy me something every now and then.
Yeah, I think women buy men clothes 10 times more than the other way around.
Yeah. She'll see something and she'll be like, oh, she... But the sizing thing, I'm a weird... I have weird shapes. So it's usually not like a matter of style. It's usually... a fit. She either buys an elephant tent or the world's smallest. I'm like, what in what world did you think I was going to fit into
this?
You
get the European cut?
Yeah. So, but yeah, for the most part, the BTJ is a fairly stylish person and she knows that I'm willing to take some chances. So it doesn't happen that often, but there is a pressure, I will admit, there is a pressure when they buy you something to like wear it. Or because she gets very sensitive. If she buys me something and I don't like it, somehow I'm an ass.
Hmm.
And I'm like, what? Okay.
Yeah, that makes the interaction difficult. I don't have that.
So I have one of two options. Either tell her, I don't like this, please take it back, and I'm an ass. Or it sits in my closet and I don't wear it. And then like 6 months later, she's like, you never wear it. And I'm like, yeah, I
don't want to be an ass.
And then I'm an ass then. And so I can't win. I can't.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's August 1, 2025. It's time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. You have made it to August.
Yes, you have.
Congratulations.
It's gone so damn fast.
Yes, we're on the backside of the dog days of summer.
Yeah.
It appears.
Doesn't feel like it.
Why not?
I just doesn't feel August. I feel like
You feel like summer just started?
I do. I look up, it's like, what? August? We haven't had it really be hot yet, I don't think.
Well, the other thing is, well, you took a Where did you go?
I went to Italy.
That's right.
Yeah,
you took a long vacation.
Yeah.
I haven't really taken a long vacation.
Mm.
So that makes it feel like, well, that's got to be coming up.
Yeah.
But it's not.
It's not. Your vacation is the olds.
Yeah, it has been this year.
That's the vacation.
Two trips to Salina. Jealous.
And a U-Haul road trip back from Salina.
Today is National Spritz Day.
Oh, okay.
Don't ever let the high tea, you gotta drink beer and whiskey.
Yeah. Dissuade you from a nice
insecure
Aperol
bro.
Spritz.
Don't ever let them shame you about drinking a nice, delicious spritz. The spritz is wonderful.
Yeah.
Cram
it. I can't disagree with that.
I was shamed once in Vegas. I was at the Pai Gow table, and one of my favorite when pit bosses came over and gave me all kinds of crap for drinking an Aperol spritz. I was out at the pool.
Yeah.
So I'm strolling around with my
appropriate
spritz. Yes.
Warm weather.
He's like,
drink.
Why don't you drink a whiskey like a man?
Why don't you mind your own business and let me lose my money?
Yeah. How you comp it, I'll drink it. How about that?
Oh, you want to bring me one on the house? If not, I'm going to order what I want to order. Oh, yeah. I love the drink shaming people.
Yeah, come on.
Dude, that's next level. Now, if you're ordering like a Dirty Shirley or something, maybe.
Wait, what's a Dirty Shirley?
That's the Shirley Temple, but with actual
with vodka.
Booze. You can throw whatever you want in there. Like vodka.
Have you gotten to the Shirley Temple portion of quarterback yet?
No, I have not. Yeah. I stopped watching.
Kirk Cousins.
Orders Shirley Temples?
Well, he and his buddies.
Boy, that's on brand.
Yeah, he and his buddies. Well, you probably got far enough where he's got those friends that come to one game every year.
Yeah.
And they do bits.
Yeah.
They dress up every year and they come to the game and it's all, they're zany.
Crazy.
They always go to dinner and they all order Shirley Temples.
As a bit or they actually?
It became a bit.
Okay.
And he explains it on there, but.
Well.
He thinks the Shirley Temple is like one of the most delightful drinks that exists.
See,
Kirk Cousins.
It's hard for me to like Kirk Cousins when this stuff happens. Because like, you shouldn't drink shame, but I have told this story. We were at a bowl game in Memphis, Tennessee, and we went out to a bar, and one Craig Schmidt of Arizona fame, good dude, played at BYU as an Arizona guy, I think Gilbert, Arizona. And we're sitting down, and he wanted to come along, even though he was a very nice Mormon boy. And that son of a bitch ordered a Shirley Temple.
Mm.
We went around, and it was a hot waitress, too. And I was like, dude, can we just not be the BYU crew? First off, he wore BYU gear, which already pissed me off. Like, God, we're at a bar. Don't wear that.
Well, that's all pretty on brand, though.
And he had the nerve to order a Shirley Temple. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's very, like, I hate to.
Then don't go.
I hate
then
to say this to you, but if I see somebody order a Shirley Temple, I assume they're Mormon.
Well, if you're going to order Shirley, and I turned to him, well, I said something I shouldn't have said, which I can't see on the air, but why did you come? Why? Then just stay home. Don't come out and order a Shirley Temple.
Or be a man and order a beer.
Bud Heavy. Let's go.
Did it go like that scene in Departed where Leo orders a cranberry juice?
Yeah.
It is also International Beer Day.
Oh, there you go. I'll be having, I think some hams is on tap tonight for me. From the land of sky blue waters.
Should they get the monies? You decide.
No.
So, this is a Washington mother. She is suing a Seattle area port a year after a river otter attacked her toddler.
Oh, I did see this.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, she is filing the complaint against the Port of Bremerton, which is up there by Port Orchard, you know, on the across the water from Seattle. Court records show that she and her daughter, who was 2 years old at the time of the attack, live on a sailboat in the port operated by Bremerton Marina.
And somehow this is the marina's fault?
So the incident... Oh, damn it. Got to pop up here.
I hate that.
God. Where's the X? I can't find the X!
Boy, don't even get me started on the hidden X.
God.
That'll piss me off every damn time. And then they make it to where it's almost impossible to click on the X.
Yeah, you think I'm going to buy your product after I can't close your ad?
Yeah. You have zero chance, zero of me ever buying a product of yours if you do the hidden X.
The otter pulled the child into the water as she walked along the dock with her mom.
Yeah.
According to the agency, the child eventually resurfaced after being pulled underwater. The otter bit the mother as she lifted her child from the water. The toddler was later treated at a hospital for scratches and bites. that she had sustained on her head, face, and legs. The mother also claims that they had to receive rabies vaccinations, and her daughter still faces nightmares and behavioral aggression. Mm. Okay.
What, the kid's aggressive now because of an otter attack? Sue the otter then. Get out of here.
The complaint alleges many of the on-site security cameras are inoperative at any given time.
Okay.
While the plaintiff pays the port a monthly service fee of about $125. Prior to the attack, the Port of Bremerton had actually had actual and repeated notice of otter activity on and around this dock and had received complaints about their aggressive nature. They did nothing to help their tenants.
It's an otter.
And they say that staff...
Some menace to society is what it is.
...had lodged multiple complaints with the port about aggressive otter behavior, including otters defecating on docks, damaging marina property, living on several abandoned or derelict boats, being aggressive towards marina tenants, and posing a risk to public safety.
Okay, time out. So let me just get this. This rich you-know-what is pissed because they moved into otter territory and the otters are doing otter things? Get out of here. You don't get an effing dime.
See, it's interesting. You say she's rich. I pictured her as one of the poors.
No, there's no such thing as a poor up there.
You live Bremerton?
On a, you live on a sailboat have in you, Bremerton?
Well, but see, I think
some
she's...
Of those water residences aren't nice.
Dude, it's not. It's not what you think.
It's like living in a trailer.
Kind of. Yeah, exactly. It's just it's cheap.
Yeah.
And if you haven't been to Bremerton, dude, it is not ritzy. As a matter of fact, it's the opposite.
Not a dime. Not a freaking
You're saying no money.
Dime.
Not a dime.
Not a dime.
Shut
back.
It. Yeah.
Cram it. You know what? It's going to build character. You got attacked by an otter. Deal with it. So, like, I have a possum in my backyard. If the possum attacks me, I get to sue, what, the possum king? It's freaking nature. And by the way, you live on a sailboat, you dumbass. So you're telling me that there's aggressive otters. So kill all the otters? What if there's an orca that comes on? Nah, let's get rid of that orca. I don't like it. Then I can't be on my sailboat. Get out of here. This lady sucks.
Mm.
An otter. And by the way, really, you're scared of an otter?
The child is, yeah.
Well, okay.
Almost killed the kid. She has behavioral aggressions now.
Well, get some therapy.
Probably got Lyme disease.
Well, that's probably where the aggression comes
from. And lupus.
Dude, I hate this. Sometimes accidents happen. Sometimes it's an act of nature. And it's no one's fault. You got attacked by an otter. If you don't want to be around marine life, there's a real easy way to not be around marine life. Don't live on a sailboat. This is like if I lived at the base of a volcano and then I was like, oh, damn it, volcano erupted. Who could have predicted this? You live in nature. I grew up in Alaska. Guess what we had in our backyard? Bears and moose. Why? Because we lived in Alaska and we lived on a river. Welcome to Alaska.
Well,
this lady sucks.
I think she should call Ken and Donnie.
Ken and Donnie. Now, I hope they don't take this case.
Maybe they can take the otter's case.
Yeah.
For her being such a Nancy.
I wanna be on the... I'm Team Otter on this. My buddy's dog got the eye ripped out by a raccoon. Yeah, he had one of these little rat dogs.
That ain't no bird.
And while I do feel terrible for the dog ran into the bushes after the raccoon. What's the raccoon supposed to do? Where would you like the raccoon to live? It lives outside. It's a raccoon.
Where would
you like the otter to live other than, oh, I don't know, the water where they live?
I have more animal news for you. We've got a bird killer on the loose. And cougars are well known to stalk college towns, as you know.
All right.
We've got another one.
If you keep waiting, and it's not happening.
Next, here on In the News on 105.1 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tell me when to stop.
It's like I'm playing tambourine from the Oz.
I'm having too much fun listening to you sing right on the beat.
That'll do it.
What? Rock set.
What? Rest in peace, by the way.
Who died?
The gal. I don't know if the guy's still around, but the gal died.
I thought she died a long time ago.
She did. She died a while back. But, you know, still rest in peace.
Yeah.
What, you just dismissing the death of...
Hey, man.
Come on, join the joyride?
I don't know her name, but Roxette, there was a moment in time.
Yeah.
They were rad.
Absolutely. Swedish supergroup?
Tubular.
Tubular.
This is in the news, August 1, 2025. John Donahoe has a new job. Remember that guy?
John Donahoe. Should I know John Donahoe?
Yes.
It sounds familiar.
Former Nike CEO?
He was the CEO of Nike.
Yeah, okay, I did see this.
He is going to be the new AD at Stanford.
Yeah, they haven't had an AD for a while.
Why? Andrew Luck's new boss.
Yeah, Andrew Luck is the GM. The other one got ousted for some reason. I was briefly perusing when I saw that they named him... He's university president. I don't remember what happened, but the old one got the heave for something.
Well, Donahoe did not fare very well as Nike CEO.
No,
as a matter of fact, some of his strategies were colossal failures.
Yeah,
didn't
go so well.
Hey, I guess he brings the Phil Knight relationship. Like he strengthens the Phil Knight relationship with Stanford. I don't know.
The last president had to resign in disgrace. Apparently there were reports about the integrity of his research and found evidence of manipulated images in several publications.
What was he trying to tell us?
There was
fake news.
Yeah, there was some sort of...
See, you can't trust anyone but Trump.
Well, he... Please don't. Don't get me started.
There's only one man you can trust.
He was, yeah.
Because they're eating the
pets. There's only one man that can save us.
If there's something that he doesn't like, then it's not real.
James to Japan. Here's the story.
Yeah, there was a... Apparently, they did a review of a bunch of his research, and it turned out the dude was full of crap.
So, John Donahoe, now the AD at Stanford. Corvallis police are warning residents about a cougar sighting on Thursday and urging residents to keep pets and children indoors.
Dude, we got cougars and otters? Man.
They're eating the pets.
Stuff's getting wild out there, man.
According to police, the cougar killed a small deer and buried it under a resident's porch.
Whoa.
Police say to avoid feeding any wildlife, including deer, and to keep bird feeders area and to keep bird feeder areas clean and feed pets indoors, and fence and shelter livestock and chickens.
Well, I am not afraid of an otter attack. A cougar in my neighborhood would certainly get my attention.
Now, okay, so this is in Corvallis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and it says the it says where the residence was, where it buried the deer.
Yeah.
So you know kind of generally where it was seen.
Yeah.
But you don't know anything other than that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you live within a mile of that.
Sure.
2 miles of that.
Yeah.
Are you, what are you doing?
I'm packing heat.
Are you?
Yeah. Although, to be fair, you know, cougars aren't going to attack human beings walking in a neighborhood. But let's say that's more of a rural area.
They might go after your dogs.
They might go after the dog. And a lot of times, if animals are willing to come into residential areas, they're either starving or sick. And they get desperate. So, yeah, I would 100. When I'm walking the dog, I've got a sidearm underneath the hoodie on that one. I wouldn't screw around with that. And again, not worried about it getting me, but I'm not risking my dog. That's my buddy. We're not doing that.
What if
they're eating the dog?
Charges you, and he's coming right at you. Do you toss the dog at him?
No.
Oh wait, you're taking a bullet for your dog?
This is gonna, and this is probably a totally illogical and stupid thing.
That cougar can have Molly.
I think I would fight the cougar. Now, like a bear? Like a grizzly bear? I hate to tell Cobb, but buddy, you're taking one for the team and you're going to fight that thing off. I think a cougar, I think me and the big fella, we're going to team up and we're going to try to fight it would be really hard for me to leave. I love that damn dog. It would be really hard for me to leave him behind and do the sacrifice sort of thing.
An intruder broke
into... You can leave Molly 10 G's?
Oh, that cougar can have Molly.
But you've already invested so much. You're pot committed.
Boy. Buck, could you leave Posey behind? You could, couldn't you?
Well, I mean, the question is, like, you have to think of the scenario. Are your kids around? Like, I don't know. I think I would try to do something to help her out, but also, like, I probably am not trying to put my life on the line.
See, that's where I'm at. I mean, look, I'm not just going to throw Molly at the cougar.
This is where you use the finger.
I mean, I'd try to help Molly out, but look, Molly's probably dying in that scenario. The only thing better than mauling a small dog is getting fingered while you do it. Oh, my Lord.
Boy, there's a drop for everything, isn't there?
Remember, that was the old pit bull in the park.
Yeah, pit bull. Yeah.
And in truth, would you do that with the cougar?
No, I'm going for the eyes. I'm going for the eyes and trying to get it around the neck.
Going for the brown eye.
Wow.
Jeez, man.
Wow.
And it makes me sad.
I'm just going to bail on this now.
That's probably for the best.
Did you see the big Bird Alliance of Oregon story?
No, what are the damn...
We know birds.
Yeah, we've talked about the Bird Alliance.
Well, an intruder broke into the Bird Alliance of Oregon's Wildlife Care Center last night.
Oh,
midnight. There's video of it.
Yeah.
And he let several birds go. Oh. And
is this like one of those, like, you know, a bird shouldn't be caged, that sort of thing?
I don't know why he did that. I'm assuming
it's like a PETA, like free the birds.
But one of the birds is presumed to be dead because they found a pile of its feathers.
Oh, God.
At the base.
So you just release the bird, and then the bird's like, freedom! And then, like, a cat comes along and just mauls it.
Yeah, they found a pile of its feathers at the base of a nearby tree, suggesting a predator might have gotten it.
Yeah.
not might have, but a predator got it.
It does happen.
Well, yeah, it happens. Yeah. That was one bird. That was an American kestrel, they said.
Can you imagine what a dumbass you are, like, if you're, like, a... You're a super animal warrior, and you're like, free! Freedom! Freedom! And the moment the bird, like, leaves the coop, just something just snatches it. You're like, son of a...
There's this popular video that's gone viral on X and other platforms where it's this little kid, and he's had, like, I don't know, I think a butterfly that he is, like, raised from a caterpillar. You know, it's come out of its cocoon, it's spread its wings, and he goes out on his little balcony in his little apartment complex, and he tosses it into the wild, and a bird swoops right by and grabs it and takes it to the pavement to start eating it, and he's like, we gotta go beat that bird's ass, Dad! We can't let this happen!
Yeah,
I'd feel terrible.
The birds at that Bird Alliance place, though, they're all like injured. Like, a lot of them,
they can't really.
Yeah, they can't survive on their own. That's why they're there.
Yeah.
So it's really pretty cruel to release these birds. One of them was the kestrel. One of the kestrels was an orphaned chick, and several others had some trauma due to window collisions because they're dumb.
Well, I don't know what's going on. I told you that I've got like a civil war going on in my backyard between the what are the big blue jays? They're star jays.
Star jays, I don't know.
Or scrub jays?
Yeah, they're the bigger. The bigger blue jays, and they got a little thing on their head, and the crows. And stuff's popping off in the yard right now. I'm telling you, in the morning, it's Thunderdome. And I'll tell you, the Blue Jays, they're getting their asses kicked. I find a dead one of those in my yard like every 4 or 5 days. I've yet to see a dead crow. I think the crows might be murdering these.
Well, crows are super smart.
Yeah.
And they're bigger.
Yeah.
And they work in packs, don't they? Don't they work together?
I think so. But I feel bad because the crows, like the scrub jays or the other one, whatever they're called, they're really pretty. And they're just getting their asses whipped.
You know what you need to do?
Soy boys.
Is get Iserman's girl over there to talk to him. Figure out what's going on.
Something. And then the worst part is I come outside and one of the blue jays will be on the ground all twitching. But if you go to like try to like do something, the crows freak out. And then the crows like start circling in. I don't want to get involved. I don't want to run afoul of the crows. But stuff's popping off in my yard right now. And I feel bad for the Blue Jays. They have no chance. I've yet to see one. I think the score right now is like 3-0 crows. And it's a landslide.
It's only the third inning. I've seen Vladimir Guerrero hit.
Dude, he had a 114-mile-an-hour home run today. Well, they need Vladdy right now because it's not going well.
That is in the news. Aug 1. 2025. You made it to August. It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Kenny Dillingham with a pretty good little idea. And who knew ESPN was getting NFL Red Zone? Coming up on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.